This is TWiT.
The Federal Communications Commission apparently intends to reclassify internet providers as common carriers, the designation that provides maximum net neutrality and that would ban the practice of charging more for so-called internet fast lanes. Jeff John Roberts writes about law and public policy for GigaOhm, and he joins us now to talk about this unsettling or actually exciting turn of events. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing real good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Now, I got the feeling last year that Chairman Tom Wheeler and the FCC were strongly against Title II reclassification. What changed?
Yeah, I think it's one of the most surprising stories of the year, because when this was coming, everyone said, Wheeler's a cable industry guy, this ain't happening. And lo and behold, a gradual sea change. I think you can point to late in the game, the president stepping in and calling for it. But before that, the public took an interest in it, because this is, or it was, a really difficult topic for a lot of people. And now, like, you know, my aunts are talking about it. My girlfriend's talking about it. People who are not tech people are interested in net neutrality. And I think this got a push with a well-run campaign by the net neutrality advocates. And also, I think, a big assist from John Oliver, who helped make it mainstream. But go figure, we're suddenly where no one thought we'd be a year ago.
So, Jeff, what does that mean for Main Street USA, for our friends who are not tech gurus? What does it mean for them in terms of the outcome here potentially?
Well, they're going to wake up to the same internet, 2 months from now that they do today, which is good. But I mean, I think right now there's this sort of big industry battle to define the consumer web and how we'll experience it. And Comcast and others are working really hard to reconfigure it into the cable TV model, where maybe tech news today will come in really fast if you guys pay Comcast or Verizon to, or maybe it'll come really slow if you don't, so you can prioritize one site over another and create kind of cable bundles on the web. That's what this is about. However, net neutrality will require ISPs to treat all traffic the same. And that's, I think is the big significance here.
Now, the major distinction that has to be made here is the connection between the internet provider and the user is one part of the equation. And then the connection between the content creators like Netflix and YouTube, which are the two biggest, and the internet provider, that's another one. Now, if that is if it's allowed for that to that part of it to be paid for example, if Netflix is allowed to pay a bundle of money to Comcast to make sure that their massive amounts of content that's coming at them is faster, that's called paid peering, and it's not clear whether that part of it will be covered under this reclassification, or is it? What will happen with that part of the equation, do you think?
Yeah, you've put your finger on it. That's a really good point, because on the consumer end, it's very clear they won't be able to block certain websites or speed up others where the consumer is, but you're right, a layer deeper at the peering level of the internet. However, all signs are that Wheeler intends to sort of encompass paid peering under the Title II model. The real trick that we're still waiting to see is what will the enforcement mechanism be? If the companies have to perhaps sue to get it enforced to obtain just and reasonable, that's the devil in the details, and that we're still going to find out about. But the very fact we're talking about this in the first place is a very big surprise to anyone who is watching this.
Now, one of the interesting aspects of this, of course, is the lobbying, the politics of this. And of course, like you said, this guy, Tom Wheeler, used to be a lobbyist, essentially. And now that he's essentially resisted all this lobbying, those lobbyists are going to go rushing Congress, and Congress is going to fight this. Some in Congress are going to fight this, aren't they?
Yeah, that's going to get interesting. Right now, it's all sort of going to be theater. Everything that's going to happen has basically been leaked or it's been signaled, and there's going to be a vote on February 26th, at which point the outcome will be sort of determined. But then the fun will begin when people start running to Congress. President Obama will certainly veto anything that sort of strips net neutrality. And where it's going to get really ugly, though, is I've heard rumors that perhaps congressional Republicans will try to pack something into an appropriations bill. Perhaps next time, Congress has to fund the armed forces, if they tuck a provision in there, and that's something that President Obama won't be able to veto. So that's where the end game lies, I think. But part of it will be, as more people get aware of the issue, it's becoming sort of politically toxic to side with the big ISPs like Comcast and Verizon, which are companies that are very unpopular with Americans. So we'll see what happens.